Hey you guys.
No, you did not just try to take over my hey you guys.
Go ahead, bro.
It's already done.
Hey you guys.
No, don't do it again.
Hello. Salutations. Welcome back to another episode of Connecting with Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Chris. This is my co-host, Alicia. And today, we're talking.
First of all, I say my own name, and I'm not a co-host. I'm a creator. I'm Alicia. This is some bum I picked up off the street. Say your name. See, I give you the.
You give me the what?
The ability to say your own name.
Thanks for that marvelous introduction. Even though you're wearing my hoodie. Can you put this in the middle of us, bro? Like, what you doing with your life?
What does that have anything to do with anything?
So that both our voices can be
heard. When you said, even though you're wearing my hoodie, what did that have anything to do with anything?
All right, bro. So today, what we're talking about... Oh, my gosh, baby. You put it like this.
Yeah, so now it's fit. The middle.
It is the middle.
Where I just moved it is the middle.
You want to explain what we're talking about today for our wrestling match?
Our wrestling match?
Yeah, when I put you through this fucking table.
Why'd you light both candles?
I always light both candles.
Okay.
Well, when we do the podcast, because it looks cool. And the scents mix plus with the incense. It's fine. Everything is fine.
Okay. So today we're going to discuss high school, specifically high school on what they show you on TV versus high school in real life.
Facts. Can I go first? Because I got
Go ahead.
All right. No high school, no actual high school unless you live in the state of Texas gives a fuck that much about their sports team. Cause you know, like,
what's up with Texas?
High school football is big in Texas, like huge. But like literally anywhere else, bro, like you literally go to school, you don't give a fuck if the basketball team is about to win a championship or the football team sucks. You don't care.
Are you saying that because like everything on TV looks like
it's always
packed and everybody's screaming and with face paint on?
Like High School Musical, bro. How packed that gym was. Get the fuck out of here.
That and, I was about to say, every other show, it's like always packed and everything.
Everybody got signs. I have not seen one poster at a college or high school basketball game.
Yeah.
Football, maybe.
One thing I don't like about real life high school is they make you pay for football and basketball games, and every other sport out there, you don't have to pay for anything for entry.
That's a fact.
That makes no sense to me. So what you're telling me is that football and basketball is so good that I have to pay, but swimming and volleyball and wrestling means nothing?
Not the high schools we went to. Paying to watch a team lose, that's a different...
By zero...
Yeah, if you lose, it's one thing if y'all lose in a close game, cool. But if y'all lose by zero, and I have not been to one high school football game where it's come down to like that last play, like you got to throw it into the end zone, or defense needs a play to get it to fourth down, so the offense has to punt or some shit like that. It's like never. It's literally either been a blowout or a blow up. That's about it, and it's always the team that you're rooting for that gets blown the fuck out.
Yeah. Or like high school bullies on TV.
Fucking dweeb.
They will literally stuff you inside a vending machine. Minutemen.
You definitely talk. I was about to say, you talking about Minutemen. First of all, everybody who was a bully in Minutemen is still serving their like 25 year sentence in jail for the crimes they committed.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, stripping them two niggas, putting them in dresses and makeup, and then hanging them by their fucking underwear from a fucking ram statue.
Like,
and
what?
Nothing happened. And that was the first day of school.
Allowed it.
He was the vice principal. He wasn't even the principal.
Well. Excuse me. If that can go past the vice principal, then you know the principal don't care.
We didn't even see the principal.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I feel like is accurate but also exaggerated is school lunch. Because, you know, on TV shows movies, they exaggerate it. Like, it's just like this big gray and green glob that's like the lunch lady slams onto a tray.
Yeah. I feel like it's either that or it's one of those high schools where it's like they got the burger, they got the parfait, they got the fries. It looked good.
High School Musical.
Did they show us the school lunch in High School Musical? I was thinking of like Geek Charmin. It was another one.
No, it was Geek Charmin.
I don't know if it was that, but their lunch looked good. I'm like, dang. Remember, what was that movie where she, like, paid the guy's thing because he didn't have enough, but she was, like, a loser and he was a jock?
Oh.
And, like, he just left. He was like, thanks.
The Boy Who Cried Werewolf.
Was it really that?
Yeah, because she was like, oh, hi. Here, I'll pay for it. He was like, thanks, Jessica. Ugh, it's Jordan. Yeah, I remember.
I'm crying.
Yo, that was my movie, bro.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie. And then, like, the sports, like, the practice. Not particularly sports, but sports. But not the game itself, practice. And in high school, in TV shows and shit, when I played football, you could never just stand around chatting with somebody while everybody else is doing something. That is the most unrealistic thing. Like, yeah. Y'all just sitting there chatting while you got a group of niggas running laps in the back. Get the fuck out of here.
And the coach, you blowing the whistle. Like, or the teacher, whatever.
Yeah, bro, get the fuck out of here. Also, gym class. I've never had to climb a rope.
Facts. Never had to ring the bell at the top or do no rock climbing.
But every show you watch, you thinking, oh, when I get to high school, I'm going to have to do that.
It's definitely to climb the rope. Honestly, what I kept saying my freshman year was like, this is nothing like High School Musical.
In High School Musical, they only showed them in Miss Darby's class and their after school activities.
Like, was there another class?
It felt like they was in middle
school. That was their homeroom.
Like, you remember in elementary, you had one teacher for all your subjects. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I remember from my fifth grade class, they let us switch between one teacher so we can see what it feels like for for middle school. And, it was fun walking 2 seconds to the next door down the hall. But yeah, other than that, you stayed in that same class. They taught all the subjects.
Which is absurd to me now, because it's like, why was I listening to you as a child when it's clear that niggas in high school who teach one subject can barely control a class? Like, what's going on here?
Granted,
it was like just states and addition and like multiplication, so it wasn't like they had to like really flex like brain the slope power
formula and like why. When MX plus B
the older you got and the more complicated math got, it just was like, is this what the fucking life is like, bro? Like, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm in accounting. And it's like, why?
Why are you in accounting? Why? Yeah.
They make you because I'm in business school, but like...
business school.
Hiring people to do that. Why do I need to know how to do this?
I guess so you know they're not fucking you over.
I guess.
That actually is like a legitimate reason.
So. I guess. Yes. That is a reason. But it's like, why?
Yo, something in high school, when I was watching House Party, it was like, and he got in trouble. They sent, not only did they call the house, but they sent like something, like a little slip home in the mail too. And I was like,
never got nothing in the mail.
Nah, that's watching House Party. That shit was like back in the 80s or early 90s. But it's like now, it's like, what? I'm not even talking about like us being in school, like today's generation. It's like, you went from that. Like, you went from the teachers being able to actually, like, whoop your ass with a wooden paddle to, like, students and teachers squaring up. Like, okay. Oh, times have changed, bro.
He said a wooden paddle.
Yeah, you remember, bro? Like, that shit was, like, back in the 60s and shit.
Yeah. when that was accepted, or a ruler or something.
Yeah.
Whatever they could get their hands on.
Can you imagine today if, like, a teacher, like, put their hands on a student? You only got the student, you got the student's friends, you got the student's parents, everybody coming to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
And, like, what was I about to say? Nowadays, did you know, probably. I don't know, you probably knew this, but they got a app for their school bus. Malachi, my younger brother, who's in high school, has an app for his school bus. It tells them when they're going to get there, how far away they are, what time they'll be arriving, where they are. They can see it on the map. And I'm like, where was this when I was in high school? I'm like, they tell them everything. Like, it's crazy. You could literally wake up, like, 10 minutes before. I don't know. It's just like... It's like, wow.
I find that I wish. Bullshit.
Especially when the school bus will be late.
Oh, my God.
Like, I cannot stand a late bus when it would be cold.
If it was cold or raining or anything other than sunny. Like,
and you not there on a dot. And I don't see you turn that corner. Yo, when I saw that bus turn the corner at the same time every day, that was what I needed.
Yo, you know how many of us niggas threaten to, like, yo, if the bus ain't here in 5 minutes, we just going home. Fuck it.
Facts.
Like,
and then tell my mom, like, the bus never came.
Like,
and,
what you want me to do?
And then she was like, well, I called them and they came. I'm like, no, they didn't.
Well, take me to school then. Like, bro, what the fuck? My mom, when I told her about that, you know how my mom is, she literally started, like, she would park her car at the bus stop and invite, like, my friends in. But she would play her music. So she listened to the Steve Harvey Morning Show and gospel music. Repeatedly,
like the whole bus. I feel like school buses, if your school bus had a radio, you was either listening to 98.9
facts
and that morning show. And then, you know, when they did those prank phone calls, I was so tired of it.
Steve Harvey morning show.
No.
Oh. No,
98.9.
No, my fault.
And you don't know what I'm talking about. No, like the Gloria, I don't know her name. It was just so annoying.
No, I was talking about, like, when my mom would, like, wait, like, she would let us wait in the car till the school bus got there.
You know, there was this one, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay. I was telling you what the school bus would play on the radio.
No, I remember. And it always was, like, the same three songs.
Bro, that's how I knew J. Cole.
Facts!
Trumpets at the time. Or was it trumpet? No, not.
It was,
It was dun 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 dun. What song was that? First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Whatever Roll that bottles. Song is, that's how I learned every single word of that song, because it played every single morning.
Every single morning.
24/7.
That one, Drake, The Motto, and Tiger, Rack City.
And I love when they had, like, I love when the heat would be blasting in the morning and they have it on the bus. And I'm like, yes.
I really used to hate how buses used to smell.
Only in the rain.
Bro, school buses were cool. Seats was cool. Even though the whole thing was just dirty as shit, it was cool. But if it was raining, it was like the fucking worst start of your day.
I don't want to be here at all.
And bro, oh my God. I really hated taking the bus. And then, like, this is not a stereotype. This is something that's actually accurate. The further back you sit, the more bullshit you're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I thought that shit was overrated. Sat up front.
Bro, facts. Year, bro. I had my same seat every single time. I'm like middle, mid-back, middle-ish to the left. And, you know, I sat by the window. I looked out the window. I played on my earphones. You know, hopefully it was a good morning and people wasn't screaming. I love in the morning when everybody was just chill and quiet and nobody had nothing to say. Those mornings when y'all arguing, like, please.
Bro,
why?
I got so many arguments for niggas being loud on the bus.
Like,
I can hear you through my fucking headphones, bro. Shut the hell up. Nobody gives a fuck what you talking about. Hey, yo, bro, what the fuck you talking? Yo, nigga, you waking up the whole fucking... Bro, not fights, but just, like, verbal arguments, like, face-to-face. Because I don't know if y'all know this, but I used to have a temper. So if I'm already tired because I stayed up last night and I can hear your conversation that I don't want to hear, and this is like fifth grade me, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Because, bro, if at the end of the day, if y'all want to be rowdy and shit, all right, cool. Everybody had 8 hours to wake up. But first thing in the morning, we're not even in school yet. We're not even in school yet.
That's facts. I remember there was a fight that was about to happen in the morning. Mind you, sun's still down.
Who does some this?
Girls. I'm like...
Middle school or high school?
High school. We yeah, had to get there. They had to be separated off. I'm like, y'all doing too much.
What was it, like, beginning of the week?
The sun didn't even, like, I don't know. I don't remember. Mm. I just know the sun was down. And my music was blasting. Because, look, sometimes I do be turning down, like, what is going on? Then I'm like, turn it back up. But, like, you ever had to do, or I know you had to do this, when you had to go at the back of the bus and jump off? For the safety thing.
I fucking hated that shit.
Really?
Cause, bro, like, literally, Mr. White, fucking hated Mr. White. He would, his fat ass, he would stand up while we was all at school. He was like, all right, we have to do the safety drill. Everybody's like, oh, what the fuck? God damn it. What the fuck? You fat bitch. God damn.
He's
like,
is this high school or?
This is middle school.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, I know. I hate it too. Bro, that shit was so fucking stupid. Bro, and then niggas, I don't know what the fuck it is about African American children in this generation, but I don't know. It was, sit your ass down, slide off the bus. It could not have been more simpler. How did niggas fuck that up? One girl, like, fell off the bus, like, face first.
Y'all had to get out on your own?
No, the bus driver was right there. He said, all right, sit down, scoot out, boom, sit down, scoot out. This girl, when she was sitting down, she lost her balance and, like, went back and went forward. Her face hit right into the big-ass gut of the bus driver. Best day of my life.
Well, at least it didn't hit the ground.
Nah, bro, that shit was funny because his whole gut, like, rippled, like, bloop.
I remember our bus driver, I think this is back in elementary, but our bus driver was like, all right, I need two gentlemen to help me. And then we had the two guys and they went in the back. Or the guys jumped off while she went in the back and they would help all the girls come off. I don't know if they helped the guys, maybe.
No, they didn't help the guys.
Well, it's elementary, so maybe. But yeah. I didn't think it was a big jump for me. I don't know if that's because I'm small or what, but...
Nah, that jump was
pretty much big. Yeah, it was a big jump. But yeah. You know Reggie's been in a school bus accident before?
I have a story about that once you finish yours, but what's up?
His bus, I think like a red car that was like speeding, like ran into it. I don't know. I think this was like when he was either in fifth or middle school. I don't know. But like nobody was hurt, but it was like still a big impact.
His reaction was probably like, wow, did we just get hit?
No, he had more emotion back then.
Oh, my fault. Wow, did not we that just much. Get hit? I'm sorry, if you hit a school, how do you hit a school bus?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing they weren't paying attention.
But it's big and yellow. And
but it's big and yellow.
Like, I remember my freshman year, my grandma was picking me up, and I saw one of the school buses stopped in the middle of the road down, you know, like, from my school. Like, if you keep going down, that's how you get, like, to my crib. Or I guess not. Down Folk Road, I'll say that. And it was this old couple who had rear-ended the school bus. Like, they fucking car, the hood of their car was, like, up under the shit. And, like, all you saw when we drove past it was, like, niggas out the back recording it. Like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And the old couple was just standing on the sidewalk. Like, the husband was, like, holding his wife. And she was just like, oh, and he was, it made me laugh, but I felt so bad. I think about that, no joke, every now and then. Because I'm like, oh, that poor couple. And you fucking assholes just recording.
Just recording right in their like, face. Like
they was recording the car and the accident, not the couple. But okay. It's just like, come on, bro. I genuinely felt bad.
Man, old people don't need to be driving.
That's what my grandma said. My grandma said, I'm 80 years old. old people don't deserve to be driving. Unprovoked, mind you. She was quiet in the back seat, and that thought just came out. I agree with her, bro. I feel like if you...
I would say certain old people. Certain. Like, I know my pop-up, my mom's dad, he can drive. So. He's a little speeder. Since but when?
He drives so slow. What?
No, he doesn't.
Maybe
have
I
you been in a car with him?
I've been driving behind him, but I haven't been in a car with him. No.
When I say speeder, I would say if a car is right in front of him and they're like going, he's right behind them. Like, it's like no space in between.
I have been in a car with him twice. Airport. We went to, he took us to the airport and picked us up from the airport.
How do you think he drove?
Well, one wasn't at night. The moment we came back from Florida at night, I was so tired. I was just like, I didn't give a fuck. But during the day, a couple times I thought we was going to bang out. I ain't going
to. Bro, no joke. Like, because he drive fast though, right?
It was not that he was driving fast, but when there were other cars, he would just like start like swerving and
then
swerving,
like,
but, like,
slam on his brake.
Oh my God. We had too much shit. Oh my God.
It's just, I mean, like, you could drive not saying, like, you slow or anything. Like, you alert. But it's like, is it good driving? And then, my mama, I know, you know, she can't drive. Help me with Thanksgiving, Dad, my mom. She can't drive. Were you there when she said? She can't back up.
Oh, she can't parallel park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was about to go to the store for to shop for Thanksgiving food, and she was going to her car, but I guess she was just picking up the bags, and I opened up the passenger seat, and she was like, what you doing? And I'm like, getting in the car? She said, you're driving. And I was like, oh, okay. So apparently, she can't drive. I don't know how she got to my house.
I was just about to ask you, how did she drive to your house and then drive home and then do that 2 days in a row?
And then was like, what'd she say? Excuse me, guys. That was a yawn. I forget what she said. But she's not good at that. And there's something wrong with her car. It's what she tried to excuse. But I'm like, that's okay. You unleash the driver, all right.
My grandma Doris can't drive either.
Does she? Oh, she do got a car, right?
Yeah. She, the way she drives, I remember when she would take me and Ro, we would spend the night over her house for the weekend, and we would always go shopping on Saturday. So she would wake us up at the fucking ass crack of dawn. Because we would be like one of the first three people at the store, including employees. Because she doesn't like people, so she'd rather go there early so she can spend all the time she needs shopping. That's when the grocery store is just filled with like old people, you know.
I've worked there.
So like how she drives is, she drives slow. If someone's tailgating her out loud, we're kids, mind you, she's like, oh, bitch, huh, you want to tailgate me? Well, I'm a fucking drive slow. You have to go around me, fucking bitch. Like, literally, like, bitch this, fucking that, like, da-da-da. And then when the person would pass her, she would stick up the middle finger. And the person would stick up the middle finger back. And then they would honk at each other. She'd be like, ah, fuck you. And then literally like two minutes after that, we're pulling up to the store. All you hear is her, oh, I'm going to get my green beans. I'm going to get my cat. Like, none of that shit even happened. And it was hilarious. And she wonders why we ended up the way we did. Like, we cuss all the time, thanks to grandma. I cuss as much as I do because of growing up around my grandma. You know who my grandma remind me of? Connie, just the black version from Young Sheldon.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. No, that's for the viewers. Or for the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever seen Young Sheldon, it's so misleading if you watch The Big Bang Theory relating to the grandma. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
They pulled the wool over our eyes.
But once you think about it, it's like, it makes sense. What was that for?
Because...
It does, because of how she treated Amy.
Yeah, but it's not. But like, as much as they're showing Connie, like, Connie got a history. She's a gambler. Yeah, but just her doing that, I feel like if they was really gonna like tie it back, they should have did something had a callback to like her gambling days, or Sheldon made a joke like something like that, or her like any of the other things like crazy that she's done.
Yeah, but it's not about her.
Yeah.
It's not. So like, you get that little glimpse where she's like, you mess with my Shelly, you gonna get the Nelly. Nelly is short for fist.
You know, and she called him Moon Pie.
Yeah, she did say that. And yeah. Mm.
Something else. Jesus Christ. Something else about high school. I feel like some of the teachers are, how do I say this? The whole trope of like degenerate student and teacher button heads, I feel like in some situations that's overdone, because there's some teachers out here that genuinely care and try to help their students. There are those that couldn't give a fuck less, but there are, I feel like it's portrayed more as tired teacher who hates their job, who doesn't want to be there, and it's just like the students just prey on that.
Are you talking about like on TV or?
Yeah, on TV. And I feel I feel like in real life it's not, I'm sure it's like that, but not as much, you know?
Yeah. I would be a teacher.
I could never be a teacher.
If I didn't like spend my whole college career not studying teaching. But I could see myself as a teacher who would like, I'll do any age, right?
Right.
And then I would like cover up the lights to make them clouds, and then like decorate the room and everything, and it'll be like a magical wonderland whenever you come in.
So this is definitely an elementary school, because you,
I would, said any age.
No, in high school you would get bullied relentlessly.
I'm a teacher.
I know.
I'm just saying, you're supposed to have nice and big colorful colors. It makes you wanna, it's the environment that you're in, and you know, not enough teachers, high school, middle school, like and Gregory. Up. Yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah, post. It was like,
hey, was it from Staples or something? I
remember he like scooted to Staples, but did you just buy that from Staples? And he scooted under the desk. Like,
yeah,
no.
The bag. Yeah,
that was funny. To be honest, if I was going to be a teacher, I'd be an English teacher. Shout out my 10th grade English teacher, Miss Young. That's my favorite teacher all the time, bro. Like, I remember I used to just sit in her classroom and chat with her, bro. She was older, bro. Like, and I had her for 7th period English and 5th period. What was that shit where it was like study hall, but it wasn't, not STI. It's a program in school. Was it RTI?
Well, RTI. That's for like when,
I said STI.
That's for like when the testing that you didn't.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't that.
We went to the same school. All right, so not same school, same school district. So I know you had it too. It wasn't like a study hall, but it was like something like a study hall. Maybe it was RTI, because it wasn't. It wasn't labeled study hall. It was like what we did was basically just did our homework in there. It was like
sounds like study hall to me.
Bro, I'm telling you, it wasn't titled study. It had to be like RTI or some shit like that.
But usually in RTI, they make you do stuff, too.
Did we do stuff?
Like, you know, either reading or math or whatever you were in there for.
Honestly, it might have been a study hall. It just had a different name. Because on my schedule, I don't remember it saying study hall. But basically, that's what it was. And I would just sit at her desk and, like, chat with her. She told me, like, she had a horse. But one of her neighbors, like, poisoned her horse. And she took him to court and everything. Because her and her neighbor had beef. So he basically was like, solid, poisoned the horse, like horse died and everything. She got a new one. Yeah, bro, she took him to court and everything.
My horse?
Like, oh, because they had beef over like some tractor shit. She's a farm girl.
Oh my.
And Food Lion, I had Sawler. Like, Food Lion was when, like, I feel like I was at one of my lowest points. Because I'm like, I'm working this job that I don't give a fuck about. Like, meeting you was, like, the only good thing to come out of Food Lion. I'm so serious. And I had saw her when I was out there pushing the carts. And she has said, I know you're going to do great things. You've always been bright. I saw that, like, since when you were in my class, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, thank you, Miss Young. And I always hold on to that. So, aww. Yeah, shout out Miss Young. I gotta see Miss Young doing cool. I gotta buy her a horse. Or like a horse.
Buy her a horse, baby.
Buy her a whole horse. Cause like, how do you have a farm? Oh, she retired. She definitely did tell me she was retired. Damn. I was gonna go right to Brandywine, like, yo, Miss Young. Hello.
I have my favorite teacher was probably when I was in first grade.
Really?
Miss Heath.
You told me about Miss Heath too.
Yeah. She sadly passed away.
R.I.P. Miss Heath.
Yeah. But she was awesome. Then I had Miss Jones before her. She was awesome too. But I think I had, or either I just remembered life more when I was with Miss Heath. And it was like,
was this Urban Promise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was great. Really loved us, man. You could feel the love. And I'm trying to think, did I have a good teacher after that?
Did any of us?
I'm trying to think, like, my favorite wise. Yeah, Miss Heath's got that spot.
You know who's my least favorite teacher?
Who?
Miss Guy. Anybody who went to Brandywine who heard that was just like, oh, what the fuck, Miss... Yeah, bro, Miss Guy. I remember when me and Nate, Scoop, shout out Scoop, we was in her class.
Why you had a scream?
Because, shout out my boy Scoop.
Oh, my God.
We was in her class, and we was like, all right, we was writing a song. Because, bro, we didn't. Nobody paid attention to her class. Like, everybody failed her class because nobody liked her. And she was a terrible teacher. So we sitting there writing a song, and she's like, you boys need to pay attention. And we was just like, yeah, okay. And she was like, you know what? Like, literally started writing on the board. She stopped. You know what? Turned around. Pointed the marker at us like, you know what? There are a million other young boys out there trying to do the same thing you're trying to accomplish. And what are the odds of that? So you best pay attention or some shit like that. And you know what? And I think that summer, we was at my house and we wrote a diss track on Miss Guy. But Miss Guy was like that teacher that everybody hated. Matter of fact, remember when I went to your job and the other mom that's there? Remember she brought her son who's in the military?
Mm-hmm.
He went to Brandywine, and mm-hmm. we talked about Miss Guy for like 20 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, she's still the same. Mm. Like, people stole money out of her purse. People
stole money out of her
purse. They was in my class.
Purse.
My boy George, white boy George, he was cool. He was a Trump supporter, though, but he was cool. We just couldn't talk about politics. Everything else was cool, but then, you know, when me and Nate started making fun of Trump, you know, he started getting bright red. He was like, don't talk about my boy Trump. But she had left the room one day to get our test that everybody failed, and she had her purse wide open behind her desk, and her wallet was in there. She had, like, no bullshit, like $50, $55. George went up there, looked in it, and he was like, hey, Mikey, she got $55 in here. And Mikey was like, fucking take it, dude. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking take it. Yeah. And sat down and we continued our conversation. Belle, yeah. Yeah.
Did she ever notice?
Yeah. And yeah, she noticed. And every day after that, when she went to leave the room, she used to bring this fucking red suitcase everywhere. I don't know. Everybody suspected she had a body in there. She had her tools of torture in there. Oh, yeah. Everybody had stories. So she would, every time she left, take her suitcase, her purse, and her coat with her. No matter where she went, all throughout the school. Yeah, we were terrible. And 2 years before that, somebody put hand sanitizer in our coffee.
Oh, kids.
Yeah, she fucked over a lot of people. Looking back at it, it's like, come on, bro, what the fuck? But then thinking like, she shitted on my dreams. Yeah. Who is your worst teacher? I don't think it's half as bad as this guy, but shoot.
Worst.
When I say worst, I mean like teacher that if you had their class, you're just like, what the fuck?
I've had like, what is her name? I forget it. She wasn't the worst though. I don't think I've had a worse. I've had a like, dang, I'm trying to think of every subject I took and if I liked that teacher. So gym, he was cool, but I think that was middle school. High school, who was my gym teacher? I don't know. Wasn't memorable.
Laugh out loud.
Mr. Belair. What is that name from? That's from...
Fresh Prince.
Oh, wait. There's a teacher, and I didn't have him, but I was a cheerleader. And we were upstairs changing or getting ready and doing stuff in the bathroom. And I guess we were loud. And it was after school, and it was basketball cheer. And this white history teacher was, like, having people retake tests or whatever. And they were, like, loud in the bathroom and stuff. And, like, you know. So when we were done in the bathroom, he came out and was like, how dare you guys be so loud? Da-da-da-da-da. I have students retaking tests and da-da-da-da. Like, it was just, like, it gave racist. It gave,
how dare you,
like, you were... You were just doing too much. Like, obviously, we didn't know nobody was taking the test and the thing. Obviously, we didn't know. Like, a simple, like, hey, guys, I have somebody taking a test. Can you guys quiet it down, turn down the music, stuff like that. But it's like, you over here yelling, talking about, I'm going to take down your names and da 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 da. Like,
what?
I really wanted to, like, turn around and walk away. At that point, talking about what's your name, what's your name, what's your name, like, bye, you're doing extremely too much. And like, we went down there and told our coach, Miss Harris, and she was like, he said that to my girls. Like, she obviously had her back on it, because like, he was just doing too much. I don't even know his name. I never had him or nothing, but that was like by far the worst experience I ever had with a teacher. I'm not explaining it right, but he said things that was like, it was just like, who are you talking to? I don't care if I'm a student or not. You're not talking to me like that. Like, it was an honest mistake, for real. It's and the bathroom downstairs was closed because they were cleaning it, so we had to go upstairs. And mad because you didn't close your door? Like, I'm confused.
you're a better person than I am. Did you say anything?
What do you mean say anything?
Like, in response to what he was saying.
I wasn't listening. I was like, he was talking like, trying to get this speech or whatever.
I hate teachers like that.
And like, I really just wanted to turn around and just walk away. Like, I literally envisioned myself doing that, because like, there was stairs right here that you could go down, like right in front of us, and then there was stairs if you turned around and just kept on going straight down the hall, you could go down there, down those stairs. And I was thinking about just turning around and going down those stairs, because like, you just are doing the wrong thing. So I forget what had happened when he had asked for our names. I don't know if we say like, no, we're not telling you could talk to our coach or something like that. I don't know. But he just did a lot of rah 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 for no reason. Yeah. But I've had classes that I've dreaded going to, but I don't think it was necessarily the teacher's fault. It's just the subject itself. Oh, Mr. I forget his name, but anybody who went to Concord would know what I'm talking about. The guy, he gave pervert.
Oh, my God.
But he was old, drunk a lot of coffee, breath smelled like coffee, and short and bald and big eyes, and I had him for health and driver's ed. And he was just, like, always in your face and stuff, like, always wore shorts. Oh, he wasn't like bad, like those were just rumors, of course, but oh wait, I don't know if it was a rumor because somebody, I don't know, I feel like they were just rumors, but I wonder if he still works there. Yikes. I forget his name. Malachi probably hasn't had him yet. When did they start taking health? Well, no, he's a junior, so maybe
he probably already took it.
Yeah, because you take it when you have driver's ed, too.
I just figure, like, you still, you know, like, even if you don't, if you go to school, even if you don't have the teacher, you know other teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, it's crazy. His name is blanking in my mind. Well, it's been 3 years,
I'm about to say, bro, you've been out of high school forever.
Not forever. You've been out of high school forever.
Chill. One of my favorite teachers was my 11th grade social or history teacher. I was in AP history. That's how good I was in history, bro. Like, I killed history. It was AP U.S. history. So, presidents and history of the United States. Come on, bro. Like, easy A's in that shit for me. Mm. And my Mr. Smeeter, his name was Mr. Chris Smeeter. And we used to call him Smeeter Beater. Or I called him that, and it caught on. And I remember he was the type of teacher who, like, cussed in front of us. Like, he was cool. I fucked with Mr. Smeeter. I fucked with him heavy. But he, like, he was a supporter of the Big T. And he never said Big T. The Big T. R-U-M-P. And he never said it outright, but it was so obvious because he went off but he whispered when he cussed. So he would be like, him and my friend Dallas, they were having, like, a discussion. And Dallas, she was like, well, what is your issue with Leonardo DiCaprio and da-da-da? Yeah, we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio in the middle of class. And he was like, oh, you think Leonardo DiCaprio is such a good guy? You think he's such an activist? Then why the fuck does he fly around the world on a private jet? I fell out my seat because I was like, Smeeter, you did not... Yeah, it was like they were talking about climate change and how Smeeter, because you know how Trump basically thinks it's, like, not real, so Mr. Smeeter didn't think it was real, but it was like, dude, half the world is melting. Scratch that. The world is melting. Like, what are you talking about?
It just started getting cold 2 days ago.
And it's December now, so, yeah. But they went back and forth. Smeeter, he was cool. Like, I remember when we won the Super Bowl, shout out Eagles. When Carson Wentz went down with that injury, the first thing he did when he saw me in the morning, he walked up to me. He was like, you guys are done. Carson Wentz is out? Yeah. You guys are done. And I was like, good morning to you too, Mr. Smeeter. We'll see. Win the Super Bowl. I came in the next day, Eagles hoodie, Eagles jersey, Eagles hat, Eagles pants, Eagles socks. I was like, hey, Smeeter Beater. I thought we was done. And he was like, all right. I walked up to his desk. I was like, I thought we were done. I had the newspaper clip and I slammed it on his desk. And I pointed. I was like, I thought we were done. That's a Lombardi trophy, Smeeter. He was like, McNair, do you want detention or something? I was like, give it to me. I'll take it. But I thought we were done. So, yeah, I got detention that day. But you know what? It was cool.
Gave it to you?
He did, but I didn't have to go. He was just fucking with me.
Okay.
Fuck no. I wouldn't have gone anyway. Are you sick? Why? Because you was wrong? Nah, but yeah, Smeeter was like my second favorite teacher of all time, bro. I got to go see him, bro. I fuck with him heavy. Just can't talk about politics. All the white people I know from Bernie just can't talk about politics. They're cool.
I remember this one girl, who I knew, like, since, like, elementary school. And then, like, I think on her Instagram, it showed that she was a Trump supporter. And I'm like, what, bro? We've been friends this whole time? And you following Trump? And then, And then, what happened? Like, somebody had asked her why she liked Trump, and she was like, she was got all quiet trying to respond and everything, like.
In school?
I think so. And she was like, I just believe in, or I don't know. I just trust in, like, his system and stuff like that, and da 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 da. And I'm like, so you're racist. No. So you're homophobic. No. I just stand with him. Like, I just remember that was how the conversation went. But I don't know. I don't know how you can follow one thing and not also believe in the same thing that that person's going for, you know?
No, I feel you. Like,
Whereas, like, they didn't want to, like, talk about it or believe that they did feel that type of way. But, that's cray-cray.
It's funny. In high school, freshman year, you have a big group of friends. And by your senior year, it's, like, no more than 60, y'all. And by the time you're in your early 20s, it's, like, maybe two or three. Like, I legit can say I have three legit friends from high school, Bobby, Nate, and Nate, and everybody else. Like, I'm cool with you. It's just like I don't consider us like
a friend acquaintance.
Like, yeah. if I see you post something on Instagram, like, I'll like it or comment or like, oh, fire emoji, cool. But like, as far as I'll still hang out with Bobby, I'll still hang out with Nate, and I'll still hang out with Nate. You know. So yeah. That's life. Like, how many friends do you from high school, other than Andrea, do you still hang out with?
High school. Well, Shayla ish once in a blue moon, honestly. But, well, we're all in college at this point, so we're different parts of the world.
The world.
But, like, hanging out. Yes, the world.
The United States.
Isn't that a part of the world?
Okay.
Anyways, so, yeah, I would say Andrea and Shayla. That's two people.
I said two or three.
Yeah. And they, you know, they tell you, you ain't gonna be talking to none of these people after these 4 years.
Yo, that was like really a shell shock. Like, wow. I used to consider some of these niggas like best friends, and it's like, whoa.
Once you take out the aspect of seeing each other every single day, you think, are we gonna hang out outside of, like, if you wasn't hanging out outside of school, it's very unlikely if you're gonna hang out after high school or even like keep in contact.
And I done skipped class with Nate, skipped class with the other Nate, spent the weekend over Bobby's house with him and John watching Lazy Town and playing video games till like 2 a.m. Like, the three people that I'm still cool with post high school are the three people I hung out with after. So
I know high school feels like it's like life, like your whole entire life, but
it's truly not.
Literally, you blink and it's over, and it's like, what do I do now?
Literally, bro. Those 4 years go by so fast.
Like, oops, I'm an adult.
Like, no, but like, literally, first, like, just before you know it, you'll be posting your first last day pictures.
Mm-hmm. I remember mine.
It's facts.
I remember my first last game. I was a cheerleader, but it's crazy. Then COVID happened.
COVID came out of nowhere. I'm sorry. COVID fucked everybody.
I remember I had my anatomy class and with Miss Harrisika, and she, like, took track of COVID when it was just like happening in China or wherever it started.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's traveling. It went to here, then it's there, then it's there. I'm like, nah, we're good. It ain't gonna hit us. Like, she talked about it at the beginning of every class, like, just giving updates and everything. Before you know it, we will not be coming back. Da, 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 da. Or, like, they stopped school. Or, I don't know. Something happened. And before we know it, it's, you ain't coming back.
That's
we didn't even know that last day was going to be our last day as seniors, bro. We did not know that. We really expected to see each other the next, after the weekend. Or, I don't know if it was, no, it was in March. So, yeah, after the weekend. Like, it was ridiculous. It's so crazy.
The whole world shut down, bro. That was the craziest shit. And that's when gas prices was at, like, its lowest in, like, 15 years, knowing we wasn't ain't had nowhere to go. That. Ugh.
Okay. But now I get to do a do-over graduation. I actually didn't even go to my high school graduation, so.
Wasn't it, like, the car parade?
I did have that, but they also decided to do a real graduation. But I wasn't able to go because I was on vacation, and they, like, sent out the email a week before, and I was already
in Regina.
Yeah, that's when. Yeah. So I just made the decision, like, I'm good. I was good with the parade and everything. That was really fun. And then another thing, y'all started doing the parade after 2020 for every single class after that, when that should have just been the class of 2020's parade thing. Why did y'all give that to every single thing? It just makes it feel so unspecial. And, like, what is the point? Why did y'all start doing that for everybody? It should have just been for the class that couldn't have their graduation the normal way, or had to wait, couldn't have their prom, couldn't have nothing. So, it's like,
it's not supposed to be a trend. It's supposed to be a circumstance. So.
Yeah.
Like, what? Well, That's literally the same as when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won in the COVID year, and they had their parade, like, on separate boats. No other team has done that since, because it was, like, it was safer that way, you know? Like,
yeah.
But it's cool. This graduation would be dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait for you to get that diploma, bro, because this schedule is killing me.
My schedule? How is my schedule killing you? When you don't even work my schedule, I need to know.
Cause, bro,
I need y'all to know, like, the craziness of not having a prom. Like, it's one thing to, like, just, oh, they didn't get to have that prom because of COVID, but it's like, I had to be born in 2002 and, like, go through all of this just to come up for COVID to crush it all down. And it's like, you see it on TV.
Oh, yeah. Another thing with prom.
Everybody goes, I know, it's the night to remember. Like, it's just the best thing. And I know it's overrated, but it's like, I want to say that it's overrated for myself. I want to go and find out that it's overrated. Like, I don't know. It's just, never having one really sucked. But, yeah.
With proms and TV, it's like, you'll never see, like, a girlfriend and boyfriend getting back together after a huge fight and everybody standing around them.
And them kissing in the middle.
And then after that, like, everybody just goes back to doing that.
Or start dancing with them or something.
Yeah. Like, you'll never see that shit, bro.
I don't think we even did prom queen and king. Oh, wait, I wouldn't know.
Baby,
you're making me sad. That was a real, I didn't even mean to make that sound as bad as it did, but honestly, I wouldn't. But in their decorations that they made it look like they made it look like they had so much money in TV, like, to decorate as much as they could. Yeah. But in reality, no high school. You got a starry night with some paper stars. Oh, you was good.
And with like the high school football game, like before prom or homecoming, like you know how like we how we went to high school. Like if they lost, nobody gave a fuck. In TV shows, if they lost, everybody's night was ruined.
Yeah.
Like they had to win that game.
I know Conker didn't care about that this year.
Bro, we spent so much money just to watch them lose. And I'm actually upset about it.
Yeah, and he's going to be in varsity full-time next season, so.
Fucking good, bro. Because I'm telling you, bro, like, it was hard to watch. Like, some of those games are really hard to watch. And they need a new quarterback.
They need a new quarterback. And because, you know, the one at the last game is going to be the quarterback. Because yeah, he was a junior.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, yikes.
Hell yeah, yeah, yikes. And no, they need an offensive line. That's where they need to start from. Their offensive line is small. Sucks. Like, if you're going to be small at the offensive line, what you need to do is you need to have speed. You need to be able to keep up when those defenders get by you. So you got to, like, track them. Like, and if you ain't going to have speed, you got to have size. And they don't have neither. Like, the quarterback runs for his life every fucking play. And the running back goes nowhere. And then the quarterback's rush, so when he hits his, throws it to his receivers, they either drop it, or he overthrows it, or he underthrows it. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, imagine having to watch that, guys. And spend $5 a ticket.
Yo, and that's a great point you brought up, to be honest. How you only, like, if this was field hockey, we would not have to pay.
Yeah.
And I find that, that's wrong.
That is stupid. I don't understand what that's all about.
Like, if you fucking suck, why do I have to pay?
And we gotta pay for all these games, but y'all can't pay for no lights.
Yo.
What do y'all be putting the money towards? Seriously.
Probably the equipment, realistically.
I don't know.
I feel like high school should be able to have their names on the back of their jerseys. That would have been dope. My jersey number was 71. Yeah, it was 71 because that's the year my dad was born.
You got to go to a rich school to get that.
Don't I know it. I went to Brandywine, bro. That blue jersey with the number 71 was it. That's all I had.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the last 3 minutes, speaking of football, we got to tell you this story. We was at Malachi's, my brother-in-law's, last football game, and it was at Newark. And tell me why number two for his team was the best part about that whole game. You remember number two?
Because when he had went off.
He had caught the ball, but he had got pushed out of bounds. And then once he was out of bounds, he like the other team slammed him. And he got up, and that nigga was snapping. He was on the sideline. He took his helmet off. He is like cussing. He's like, no, fuck that. Da, 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 da. And then all you hear is these white moms like, embarrassing.
Wait, like, no. It was mostly the whole crowd. I ain't gonna lie. Our whole side was like, dog, like, chill, like, da, 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 da. But you did hear that embarrassing stuck out. Embarrassing.
Icing on the cake, he looked up at the crowd and was like, y'all need to mind. He either said, y'all need to mind y'all business or, oh,
he's like, y'all know what it is. Or,
Keep your opinions to yourself.
Bro. Y'all need to keep your opinions to yourself.
And that's when she was like, embarrassing. Bro, that was
You know what really upset me is that happened about the first quarter, like, literally 3 minutes in. And they sat him out for like 2 seconds and put him back in the game. Mind you, he wasn't even that good for him to go back in the game. I don't know why they let him back in the game and then put somebody who's valuable to go back in the game like Malachi.
I can answer that because they kept him out for the first quarter and they brought him back because he was a senior.
Exactly. That gets on my nerves. Like, why would you only let the senior? If you're not good, you're not on the field, period. What kind of coaching? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I ain't going to bullshit you. What about to say?
If you're not good, you're not on the team. Forget that.
They don't have tryouts, babe. Anybody can just walk on.
No. Really? Are you just saying that?
No. Like, I didn't have football tryouts. Like, I was a walk on. And I dominated at my position, so I kept my spot.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, If anybody could just play, then y'all just suck.
Literally anybody can just play. Like, I guarantee you the offensive line doesn't know any, like, any. You remember that play we showed y'all? Oh, it's about to end.
Did you want to finish your thought or no? Can't do it in 3 seconds, huh? No. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Connecting With Your Higher Selves. We'll see you next time.